Good morning, it's April 10th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a recent online space session, Tesla CEO Elon Musk made a bold prediction that has sparked both interest and debate. Artificial intelligence, he says, will outpace human intelligence within the next 5 years. This claim hinges on the development of new AI models, like xAI's Grok, which Musk notes could require an astonishing 100,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs for training. The necessity of such extensive processing power and electricity underscores the challenges ahead in the AI race, not just in terms of technological advancements, but also in securing the needed resources. Musk didn't stop at AI predictions. He also touched on the increasing competition Tesla faces from Chinese electric vehicle makers, linking the broader theme of technological advancement to the essential role of electricity supply in AI development. This connection highlights the intertwined future of AI and the energy sector, emphasizing the logistical hurdles that lie ahead. Despite Musk's confident forecast, a survey among corporate futurists reveals a more skeptical stance, with the majority doubting AI will achieve superintelligence in the near future. This skepticism is echoed by AI critic Grady Booch and researcher Dr. Margaret Mitchell, who question Musk's timeline and the broader societal implications of such rapid advancements. Meanwhile, technological progress, like NVIDIA's upcoming Blackwell B200 GPU, promises to push the boundaries of what's possible, enabling the training of more complex language models and potentially bringing Musk's vision closer to reality. The debate over AI's future capabilities and its societal impact continues to evolve, reflecting a wide range of opinions and predictions. As advancements in technology march forward, the conversation around AI's potential to surpass human intelligence and the ethical, practical, and logistical challenges that accompany such a milestone remains as dynamic and contentious as ever. In a strategic move bridging international politics and security, former UK Prime Minister David Cameron met with former US President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, aiming to secure additional American military aid for Ukraine. Amidst the backdrop of global tensions and the critical situation in Ukraine, this meeting marks a pivotal moment in international diplomacy. The discussions between Cameron and Trump spanned a wide range of topics, including the upcoming US and UK elections, Brexit, NATO defence spending, and the pressing situation in Ukraine. Despite the breadth of topics and the productive nature of their dialogue, Cameron faced a significant hurdle. He did not meet with Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is currently blocking a crucial vote on the spending bill vital for Ukraine's defence. Undeterred, Cameron is set to continue his advocacy efforts by meeting with other key leaders from both the Republican and Democratic parties in Congress. His mission is clear: to champion the cause of Ukraine aid, highlighting the critical importance of the US-UK relationship and the looming threat posed by Vladimir Putin's aggression. However, Cameron's efforts are met with resistance from a faction within the Republican Party, loyal to Trump and led by Marjorie Taylor Greene. This group openly opposes aid to Ukraine and challenges Speaker Johnson's leadership, casting a shadow of doubt over the potential for change in their stance. Cameron's visit underscores not only Trump's continuing influence on American politics, but also the intricate dynamics at play as the US presidential election approaches, showcasing the interconnectedness of US elections with global political and security issues. Representing the UK government's interests, Cameron's meeting with Trump also reflects his role in navigating the complex landscape of international relations, especially as Prime Minister Rishi Sunak focuses on an impending general election. The overarching goal of Cameron's diplomatic endeavour is to address crucial security and humanitarian issues, urging the US to stand with Ukraine in its time of need. In a dramatic turn of events, Storm Kathleen and the overflowing River Arun have unleashed severe flooding across Littlehampton, West Sussex, leading to widespread evacuations and a state of emergency. This incident has brought the community and emergency services together in a race against time to ensure safety and minimise damage. The heart of the crisis is at Medmerry Holiday Park in Earnley, where over 200 individuals were evacuated in a large-scale operation, with one person needing hospitalisation. The local authorities have not minced words, labelling the flooding as scary and unprecedented. They've issued urgent calls for residents to move to higher ground as the situation unfolds. The Environment Agency has been on high alert, issuing numerous flood warnings and alerts across the country in response to the rising waters. This is a testament to the severity of Storm Kathleen's impact, which has not only affected Littlehampton but also poses a nationwide threat. Adding to the chaos, the Met Office has issued multiple yellow weather warnings for wind and rain. These warnings forecast significant disruptions to rail and road travel, compounding the challenges faced by those affected and the emergency services striving to provide aid. In a striking visual testament to the storm's ferocity, beach huts in Falmouth, Cornwall were no match for the high winds and towering waves being swept away into the sea. Rescue teams have been deployed, utilising dinghies to evacuate people from their homes in the hardest hit areas, highlighting the community's resilience in the face of natural disasters. This event underscores the unpredictable nature of weather and the importance of preparedness and community response in times of crisis. As rescue and evacuation efforts continue, the focus remains on ensuring the safety of all residents and mitigating the impact of this unprecedented flooding. In a chilling case of child abuse, a former NHS worker has been sentenced to a significant prison term for intentionally harming a child in her care. This story not only highlights the severe consequences of such actions, but also touches on the complexities of mental health disorders in criminal behaviour. Tracy Menhinnick, a 52-year-old former NHS worker, has been handed a 7-year prison sentence for causing severe harm to a child by administering industrial amounts of laxatives over a period of 3 years. The victim, a young boy, suffered from emaciation, severe physical scarring, and was subjected to unnecessary treatments and surgeries that resulted in permanent damage. This case unfolded in the Aberdeen High Court, where Menhinnick, despite her diagnosis with factitious disorder, denied all responsibility for her actions. The court heard distressing details about the boy's condition, including his emaciated state and hospitalisation. At one point, the boy was admitted to the hospital weighing under 22 pounds at the age of 5. It was only after Menhinnick was removed from his care that the boy's health began to significantly improve, underscoring the dire impact of her actions. Despite Menhinnick's defence lawyer arguing that she does not pose a risk to the public, based on a risk assessment, the judge concluded that Menhinnick was capable of distinguishing reality and did not require hospital treatment for her disorder. This case, resulting in Menhinnick's conviction in February, raises serious questions about the intersection of mental health disorders and criminal responsibility, particularly when it comes to the safety and well-being of children. In the evolving landscape of global security, the AUK-US Defence Alliance's potential collaboration with Japan marks a significant moment. This partnership aims to tackle the challenge posed by China's growing military prowess in the Asia-Pacific, with a keen focus on cutting-edge military technologies such as cyber warfare, artificial intelligence, and underwater drones. Japan's commitment to this cause is underscored by its pledge to allocate 2% of its GDP to defence spending by 2027. a clear signal of its dedication to enhancing its defense capabilities. This move is not just about bolstering defenses, but also about strengthening economic and security ties between Japan and the United States, as discussions are set to take place between US President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. However, this potential expansion of the AUKUS alliance into new technological frontiers has not gone unnoticed. China has raised concerns about the implications of this partnership, fearing it may lead to an arms race in the region. Moreover, Canada's interest in joining AUKUS, with considerations for acquiring nuclear submarines for Arctic patrols, adds another layer to the strategic dynamics of the alliance. This development indicates a broader shift in the international security landscape, where technological advancements and strategic partnerships are becoming central to national defense strategies. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.